In a political twist, Republicans in Pennsylvania's House of Representatives are deciding not to vote on a voter ID bill they previously supported. Matthew Bradford, Democrat from Montgomery County and House Majority Leader, says Republican leadership asked his party to pull the voter ID bill from the schedule.
Democrats are a pragmatic group. We know we have limited support for it. In the past, Republicans have clamored for this type of legislation. They seem to have retreated in that support.
Only a few Democrats support any type of voter ID, meaning Republicans likely need nearly their entire caucus to pass the bill out of the House and send it to the Republican-controlled Senate. For their part, House Democrats passed a broad election reform package, though Senate Republicans have not expressed interest as long as it doesn't have voter ID. Penn State's administration released its report last night outlining which of its campuses it's recommending closing and why. For WHYY, Ann Donahue reports on the factors leading to the decisions.
The seven campuses named in the University Committee's report for closing are Penn State Dubois, Fayette, Mount Alto, New Kensington, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York. The 143-page report looks at each of the 12 campuses that had been under consideration for being shut down. Of the seven recommended for closure, reasons include shrinking enrollment, declining surrounding populations, regional competition, and maintenance costs. The report notes that together the campuses enroll about 3.5% of Penn State students. In a message to the Penn State community about the report, President Neely Bendapudi says the changes will let the university prioritize its students, faculty, and staff by, quote, transforming on our own terms over a 2-year timeline and not letting larger external forces make the decision for us in the future. The campus closures will have to get approval from the university's Board of Trustees. The closures would not happen for another 2 years. The university made the report public earlier than expected after its recommendations.